when you are convinced of your current 3D, you stay in a reality just like what you're already experiencing. This is how you get stuck in cycles. It's just the same thing over and over and over again. It's a feedback loop. You see it, you react to it, you believe it. That creates the next instance of it. You see it, you believe it, you react to it over and over and over and over again. What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, your raw, unfiltered, and unapologetic source for all things manifestation related. I'm Roxy Lee, and for the last decade, I have been researching and developing my signature 360 method, which combines behavioral science, quantum physics, and the law of attraction to help you manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Visit RoxyTalks.com for more info. Now, let's get into it. What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to another episode of the Roxy Talks motherfucking podcast. I hope you are having a fabulous day, week, month, year, decade, life, soul journey, existence, whatever. I'm excited you're here. I'm excited for you. I'm glad we are on planet Earth at the same time. I mean, what are the odds of that? What are the odds that we would be in this body, in this time, with these goals, with these desires at the same time as each other? How cool is that? So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in, whether it's your first time or your 336th or something time. Welcome, and I appreciate you, and I'm glad you're here. Today, I wanted to talk about ways, practical ways, that you can kickstart movement in your 3D reality or moving with your manifestation. If you're feeling like you're stuck or you're feeling like you're stalled or it feels like things aren't working out, like, I get it. I totally get it. I have been there. A lot of my clients, I see people being there and finding frustration in being there. And I see people like setting up shop there. It's almost like, it's like you're climbing a mountain and you've reached, you know, a summit and you have to camp for the night, but you for some reason believe that to be the peak, or you feel like now that you're camped there, you have to live there, and you just stay in this halfway phase, just going through the motions, doing some of tasks or doing tons of tasks sometimes, doing all of the things, trying to really manipulate the 3D into submission. And I don't mean that like in the sense of, oh, you're a manipulator like that. I mean, like, you're trying to force something into submission when this reality, this world works with ease, not with force. Like, force can work. It does work, but it's a lot harder. I mean, like, just the word force itself evokes effort and like expending of energy, whereas ease and flow, even the word, it sounds like floating down a lazy river. You don't have to do anything except go with it, go with the flow, because the flow is already going in the direction you want to go. When you are trying to force yourself into the flow, it's like you're fighting an upstream battle. You're trying to flow yourself where the flow isn't. The flow is in ease, and you're trying to make force be flow, and it's not. It sounds like they're the opposite, right? Force seems like it's the opposite of flow. Even as I'm just saying that, it feels like the complete opposite. So when you're forcing, you are just right away, by definition, out of alignment. You are going against the stream, against the grain, and that's why it's hard and that's why it's rough. So when you're forcing, it's time to flow. You know, it's time to flow with, it's time to believe, it's time to trust, it's time to let go a little bit, it's time to let go of the reins a little bit. It's time to upgrade your mindset and your thinking, because another big glaring, you know, obvious thing here is that when you're stuck, it's not just the fact that like either you can't figure out what to do or you're doing the wrong things or something hasn't come through or whatever it is. Part of it is because you keep saying you're stuck. Part of it is because you believe you're stuck. Part of it is like you are the one defining yourself as in this place where things aren't working, and that's why they're not working. They can't work. It's not going to like supersede your definition because your word is king here. And I was in, I'm literally in the middle of a 24-hour Voxer intensive right now. And these are just things that I host every now and then. It's almost like a little pop-up coaching shop. And, oh my God, I'm going to call it that. All right, no one steal that. I just made that up. Pop-up coaching. Oh my God, hold on, sorry. I'm having a moment because I really like that idea. I'm actually going to write it down so I don't forget. Pop-up coaching. Cool. Oh yeah, I feel like this could go somewhere. We could do, oh yeah, oh my gosh. What if we did this in person? You know what's crazy? This is why I'm writing it down, because I've been pop-up shops has been something that keeps coming up. It keeps popping up in my awareness for Roxy Talks and for me as, you know, as a creator and an artist. And pop-up coaching, I mean, that sounds so fucking like, okay, I love it. It's just a cool idea. Again, copywritten right here in this moment. Don't steal it, bitch. I'm watching. Anyways, okay. Back to the subject. Okay. So I'm in a little pop-up coaching session right now. It's a little group session. We hold it on Voxer 24 hours, and you just basically get like access to me to ask me anything. And we just have little slumber parties and group chat sessions. It's really fun and really intimate. So I'm in the middle of one right now. And one of my clients was, just kind of talking about where they are in their business and kind of feeling like they're really working and they're doing so much, but it's just things don't seem like they're unfolding like the way they want them to. And it feels a little bit stalled, and they've been working at it for a really long time, and they're just not really seeing the fruits that they expected from this labor. And one thing they said was, you know, I don't normally affirm this. I'm just saying this for the purpose of this group. And I said, yeah, but it is your truth, and that's why it's manifesting. And even if you're not affirming it out loud, you're living your life as if this is real. You're living your definition of you as if you're the person who has this business that you've been working on for this long, and it's not really working, and things aren't really working out, and you don't know what to do because you're running out of time. You may not be affirming that. You may be going about your day pretending everything's all honky-dory, but in reality, you know the truth. You know deep down everything's not okay, and there's a ticking time bomb going on. There's a clock that's just counting away the seconds within you, and that's the problem, because the clock is your truth. Your knowledge and your awareness of your reality is what is going to manifest, not what you hope happens, not what you're trying to convince yourself of, not what you're essentially lying to yourself about. And that's even what I said. I was like, you're lying to yourself and you know it, and that's why it's not manifesting. Manifestation, when we're talking about, you know, creating something, a different experience than what we're having, there is a level of, you know, belief that has to go into it. It can't just be, I'm lying to myself and I'm going to, and I know this isn't real. Here's what I want, but what's actually going on is this, because that's what you're doing internally. Yeah, it's this, blah, 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 but what you really know is the truth. You need to know a different truth. You need to know that no matter what it looks like on the outside, it's absolutely unfolding and winning and perfecting for you, and that everything you want is coming about exactly the way you want it to, because you are the creator of your reality. And if the definition is not something like that, and it's more like, oh, it's been a long time, but it's not working. Guess what? It's going to keep being a long time, and it's going to keep not working. So I'm just looking at my notes. I'm actually going to go backwards in my three steps that I wrote down, because this was actually the final step that I was going to say, was actually refine and reconnect to your goal. So let's start with that. Actually, maybe it's divine. We want to put that first. So the first thing that you're going to do if you feel stuck, if your manifestation stalled, if you've been working on XYZ for a long time and it's not working, you're not seeing results, you feel like you're spinning your tires, you feel like you're doing all the things, you're not seeing results, or you feel like you don't know what to do, you feel paralyzed, whatever it is, whatever your version of this is, the first thing I want you to do is, first off, we're going to refine this story, because that story is not working. it's manifesting and you don't like it. So literally stop fucking talking about it right now. 360 method, awareness and discipline. You need to know what story you're telling and you need to make yourself stop telling it, period. 360method.co. We are in enrollment right now. We start on September 11th. If you want to join the group, I'm telling you right now, this group of 360 is going to be unlike anyone we've ever had. And I love everybody that's ever gone through 360. And some of the people are even the same people. So it's not about the people. It's about where they are in their journey right now. Everybody that is signed up into 360 right now is in this new place, like, of energy of possibility. They're all on the cusp of like busting out of their job, building their business, expanding their business. Like the stuff that I have seen over the last few months out of my people that have joined 360 is so inspiring. And like, I've been talking about these people on social. So if you're in my programs or if you're watching my stories, probably I'm mentioning here on the podcast as well, I've been talking about how inspiring my clients have been watching them just freaking bust through their limitations, break down their old belief systems, commit to these new ideals and standards for themselves and like put these things into practice. And every, like all the people that have joined 360 so far are the ones that are in Synergy that already get access to the program with their membership. Everybody is like in this place of exponential growth, stepping into new versions of themselves. They're growing ridiculously. They're so inspired. They're moving. They're just like implementing shit. So I'm just like, I'm kind of like shocked and floored and excited about what this group is going to be like, because we haven't had a 360 group like this yet. If you've been in 360 before, there's been a lot of like healing and processing of trauma and like moving through stuff and believing in ourselves, which is amazing. And obviously I love where we're at. And that's exactly why this round of 360 is going to be so different, because like I said, some of the people have been in 360 before. We're in a different place collectively. Even I'm in a different place. I'm in that group of expansion and growth and holy shit, what's coming next. We're all there. So again, I don't even know what is going to happen with this group, because we're just all in such different places in our lives that it's going to be incredibly inspiring and incredibly powerful. So if you're looking for a space to be a part of other manifestors who are doing big things, people who are expanding their businesses, who are radically believing in themselves, who are really tapping into their own star quality, their own like Beyoncé's, their own best versions of themselves, their own ideals, and then taking radical action, doing whatever it takes to create amazing lives for themselves, 360method.co. It's our group program starting September 11th. I promise you, this is going to be a very explosive round of 360. So 360method.co is happening. Now, 360 method, the reason why I mentioned it and went on that little tangent, well, of course, obviously, because I love 360 method. It's saved my life. It's changed my life. I'm using it every day of my life. I'm using it right now. But also this refine and recommit, this step that I just talked about, this is a lot of 360 stuff. This is awareness and discipline. This is, you need to understand that the story you're telling right now, the belief you have about your reality right this second, is not good enough. It is not going to get you where you want to go, because it is the belief of the current 3D. And when you are convinced of your current 3D, you stay in a reality just like what you're already experiencing. This is how you get stuck in cycles. This is like being in a cyclone. It's just the same thing over and over and over again. It's a feedback loop. You see it, you react to it, you believe it. That creates the next instance of it. You see it, you believe it, you react to it over and over and over and over again. And that is how you stay in a reality that you don't really like, is you fully believe in it. So we need to start getting you to believe in something else. So you're going to start rewriting your story, rewriting your thoughts, rewiring your thinking with repetition, with practicing belief. You're going to refine what this story is, change this story, and then you're going to recommit to it because it's more exciting and it's more what you want to do. It's more in alignment with who you want to be. The story you're telling now, the story you're living now, the part that you're stuck in is not aligned with who you want to be. And that's why you don't like it. There's a cognitive dissonance between who you want to be and what you're actually experiencing. And that's what this uncomfortability is. So are going to refine a new destination, a new goal, and then you're going to recommit to it. You're going to get excited again because what you want is unfolding, not what you don't want. So it is exciting to be alive. It is exciting to be in this era. It is exciting to be you because all of this amazing stuff is unfolding. So you're going to recommit and you're going to refine and recommit. You're going to come back to what it is that you actually want, and you're going to fall back in love with your life and the process because it is what you want it to be. And you can do that because you are in charge here. You're in charge in your reality. So step two then is going to be practice radical gratitude. And I'm going to refer to a client again from this little coaching pop-up that I'm doing. Oh my God, I freaking love that. This little coaching pop-up we're doing in Voxer. I have a client that is talking about, you know, how all of this stuff has been manifesting for her. They've been working on this stuff for like 5 years. SP been working on for 5 years, been trying to start their business and all this stuff. And everything is happening all at once. And they were just like, I'm just so grateful for everything that's happening. I just feel so grateful for everything. I feel so grateful for my life. I'm so grateful for where I'm at in my life. And they were talking about how they were scripting and using opportunities that they manifested to soak up gratitude again while experiencing the manifestation. So we're in the manifestation unfolding. We're scripting about our gratitude. We're really feeling how lucky and blessed and just joyful we are to be ourselves. So thankful for this life. So thankful for how everything is working out. So thankful for these opportunities. So thankful to be where you are. So thankful to be who you are. And the power of that is just bringing so much more into their life. So I really want you to think about how grateful are you really? And I've been talking about gratitude the last couple of weeks also because I had a little wake up call with my coach when, you know, my Instagram went down and I was all stressed. Oh my God, I got my Instagram back, by the way. I got the Instagram back, by the way. And I do not think that the fact that I did start practicing being more grateful and being more present with that, I don't think that's a coincidence. So when I was kind of shown by my coach that I wasn't really feeling as grateful as I thought I was, I wasn't actually feeling the feelings of gratitude. I was just kind of saying the gratitudes. So it's not enough to just thank it. You really have to feel the love of the reception. And like the best way to do this, I like to think about like the best gift you've ever been given, or when someone's been extremely generous to you, or when someone gave you something that you were just like shocked by, you had no clue, or it was just such an amazing gift, or it was so thoughtful, or such great timing, or and someone really helped you out when you really needed it. Or like this one always gets me, like I think this is from The Magic, which is one of the books in the series from The Secret. And they're like, I don't remember exactly what the exercise was, but I remember like going through and thinking about like every lunch my mom made me when I was a kid. And if I like go too deep down this road, I'll start crying right now. Just in like, I'm not even going to start. I'm not even going to go there because it's already happening. And I'm like, I don't have time to cry right now. Okay, we're on a podcast. I'm not about to cry. I love my mommy so much. And just thinking about, oh, here we go. And just thinking about like all the care she put into every lunch that she made for me, you know, like this is like, really, it's bringing a real emotion up to me right now. Can you hear it? You can hear it in my voice, right? So like, oh my God, shit. So it's very easy to tap into something like this when you think about the selflessness that other people have provided you and like how amazing it is to be treated with such kindness and thoughtfulness. And you can do this at any time, right? Like, obviously, if you're on a podcast, it might not be the best idea to bring something up that you know is going to immediately make you cry. But hey, this is real life. This is real life. And this is like a practice you can use. So really thinking about radical gratitude and like how appreciative you are to be alive and to be alive right now and to know the people that you love and care about and to know the people that love and care about you, to have the opportunities that you have right now, to have the blessings that you have right now, to have the food that you have, the electricity, the internet, that to even be able to listen to this. If you have a job, if you have a car, if you have a roof over your head, if you have heat in the winter and shelter from the sun in the summer, whatever, if you have water to drink, do you understand how lucky you are? And just and how blessed you are, and really tapping into all of the amazing, all of the people that, for me, like all of the people that are listening to this podcast, it isn't just a download number. Each person that's listening is having their life shifted in some way, even if it's just by an inch, even if it's just 1%. Lives are shifted just from listening, to me talk about this. Just from listening to me talk about my perspectives on saying thank you. You know what I mean? To me, I have to understand the power and the opportunity that I have at my fingertips. My ability to reach thousands and thousands of people a day if I want to. And say whatever I want. Share whatever I want. Show them whatever I want. We have that with the internet. You have that with even just the people around you. You have the ability to touch them and change their lives and make them feel good and make this place a better place to live in for everybody. If every single person on the planet was focused on how to make themselves happy and genuinely and not in a like selfish way, in a way that's like, I need to be the best me in order to represent myself best on this planet in order to make the best impact on those around me. Can you imagine if every single person on the planet was thinking that way? That's my dream, honestly. That's literally why I'm on planet Earth right now. This is why I was born in 1983. This is why I went through my year of 2011 with losing my cousin and finding the secret so that I could sneak through on the edge of the 2012 Earth shift thingy, and why I'm here right now in this moment speaking to you right now, wherever you are in the world, because we are being called as humans to rise. It is my job and my duty to tell every person on the planet, and not just tell, but to help understand it on every level, the power that they possess. And even beyond that, I've decided I'm going to start sharing my grander vision, because you know, what good is it doing kept under wraps, and how can it come to fruition if I don't talk about it? So my real big vision is, I believe that every single person on the planet, one, as a human race, everybody on the planet should have shelter, utilities, food, water, mental health care, physical health care, emotional education, energetic education, and the ability to go after what they want, the knowledge that they can go after it. We live in a world of way too many resources for there to be homeless people. It literally doesn't make sense. There's no reason why people all over the world should not have all of the resources they need, have access to basic human fucking needs. Again, food, water, shelter, utilities, internet. Like, we have the resources to make everybody's lives better. And also, we need to empower everybody in the world with the understanding and the knowledge of what they can do, combining that with therapy and help, physical help, medical help, teaching people how to interact with others, how to treat people with respect, how to treat yourself with respect. I believe that world is like Atlantis. That's the next Atlantis. And when I say we're bringing in the next Renaissance, I mean that, but I also mean like I have a vision of us returning to something like Atlantis or whatever. And I may sound crazy. I don't care. I really don't care. It like my vision is get this information to as many people as possible. As a humanity and as a human race, we're going to understand the fact that we need to take care of our people. You know, at one point when we were living in villages and shit, everybody was taken care of because it wouldn't make any sense to ostracize people and to leave them out in the cold and to not help them and then to be soaking up riches when people were dying. It doesn't make any fucking sense. So if we can all understand this power we have within us, we can turn towards our best selves and turn towards good, then the ripple effects on the planet will be palpable. It'll happen. It'll be fast. And we can change the trajectory of what Earth is, where Earth is going. And that's my grander vision, is to end hunger, to end homelessness, to bring back the Renaissance, but also to bring back a place like, you know, I'm saying Atlantis, but I mean like the possibility, like all of the technology. And like, imagine if all of our time wasn't spent on hate and anger and wars and fighting and guns and drugs and all of these things that we use because we don't have the proper mental and physical health care and all of that shit. It's just, I know that there's a way that we can change this world and turn it around in my lifetime. And so that's why I'm here, is to do what I can to usher that in. So I'm happy to be here. I'm so glad I'm a part of this. I'm so glad you're a part of this. Thank you for being here. And the more that I practice being grateful for the opportunity to bring this mission to light and to be on this planet right now with so much opportunity is really a blessing. So radical gratitude, find a way to tap into your deepest why, find a way to really tap into all of the amazing opportunity that has already been shown to you and that is on its way to you. And really just feel the magic of this place, because this is a realm of incredible possibility and you have all of the potential that you need already. There's nothing you need except a different perspective. And then finally, my number three tip for getting yourself stuck. No, getting yourself unstuck. Three ways to kickstart your stalled manifestation is what I decided to call it. Step outside of your comfort zone. This one has been really big for me. This has been something that I've been practicing a lot, like this last week and almost even this last month. Ever since my Instagram went down, I knew that was a chance for me to rise. I've said it since the beginning. I knew that it was a manifestation because I'm working my ass off to stay aligned, to elevate, to expand what I'm doing and expand my mindset, expand my possibility, expand what I know is true and possible for me, expand who I am, expand the version of myself. Sorry, I just amped myself up in that moment. I just felt that. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. We need to turn this shit up a little bit. And really getting outside of my comfort zone, because the thing is that my comfort zone is equal to the manifestation of my current self, right? Where I am comfortable is 100% the place that is manifesting who I am right now. So if I want to be someone different, if I want a different experience, if I want out of what I'm currently experiencing, I have to step out of what I'm comfortable with. And sometimes what you're comfortable with is uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to be broke. It's uncomfortable to be sad. It's uncomfortable to be, you know, in disbelief of yourself, fear, worry, doubt. That is uncomfortable, but it's more comfortable than the thing you don't know yet. It's more comfortable than the thing that like is the big scary next edge, right? It's more comfortable than taking a leap into the unknown, because at least the lights are on in here. Like in the room of fear, shame, sadness, guilt, doubt, regret, whatever, resentment, the lights are on in that room. And it may be messy and we may don't like it in here, but at least we can see what's happening and we're not like totally in the dark. But in the room where we leap, in the room where we're taking chances, the lights are off. You have no idea what's going to happen when you enter that room. But that's why you need to go in there. That's why the world is begging you and calling you and beckoning you into the room that you're afraid to step into, is because inside that room, while I can't tell you what is there, I can tell you it's going to be something different than what's inside the room with the lights on. I can guarantee you that. And you said you didn't like what you saw in that room. The lights are on and I don't like what I see, but I'm comfortable here, so I'd rather stay here than go into that dark room over there where God knows what's in there. But God does know what's in there. And if God is saying, come on, come over here, and you are practicing being in the light, and you are practicing your 360 method, you are practicing staying in alignment, you're trusting yourself, you're building your belief every day, you're practicing your gratitudes, then it's okay to trust that voice. It's okay to say, all right, God, I'm going to take a leap. Okay, universe, I'm going to listen. I'm going to see what's in the unknown, because the known's cool. And you can always go back to the known. That's the other thing, is the known room is available to you. It's always there. It's always a possibility, but so is the unknown room, is always a possibility. And what's in the unknown room might be way fucking better than anything that you could ever find in the known room. And it probably is, because there is only so much you can get in the known room, right? You already know it. And if life is just replicating over and over, which it is, and you stay within the known, guess what you're only going to get more of? Known. And if what you know you don't like, you already know. You're just going to get more of what you don't like. Or even if it's mediocre. Even if it's good, not great. Even if it's great, not grand. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want better, you need to take leaps, and you need to do things that are not associated with comfort in your current incarnation or in your current version. Because if they are associated with comfort in your current version, they're not stretching you. It's not expanding you. It's not meeting your edge. And it's not going to take you to the next area, the next level. So I'll tell you a couple ways I stepped outside of my comfort zone recently. One, the biggest one I can tell you is, like, I went and sold chili. I pitched chili in real life. I walked into stores on my feet in real time, in daylight hours, with a stuffed animal in my hand, and walked into stores and talked to them about buying my stuffed animal. And I don't know if to others that's like, oh, okay, yeah, well, obviously that's, you'd want to, you know, of course you'd do that. Or if it's like, wow, that's pretty crazy. But I'm just going to tell you, for me, it was definitely one of the most outside of the box things I have ever done in my life, ever. Because that is just not, it wasn't me. It is now. Now I am somebody that not only can do that, that has done that, that would do that, that will do that, that does that. I'm somebody that will walk into your store and be like, hi, you need this on your fucking shelves. Maybe not, not in those exact words, especially if we're talking about a toy store. But basically that's what it was. Hi, this is Chili. This is what she stands for. I'm Roxy. This is what I stand for. She's going to be here in time for Valentine's Day. Would you like to see her on your shelves? And by the way, we have about a week left to sell. I'm not joking, like 200. Please, please. There are thousands of people that listen to these podcast episodes. I understand that not every single one of you wants a stuffed dinosaur in your house, but please, if just a third, the first few days usually gets about 1,000 downloads of this podcast, okay? If one third of the people listening, and that means it has to be you, because you can't think that you're the one of the two. You got to think that you're the one. Purchases a chili, $32.99, chilosaurusrex.com. It's in the linked in the description, or you can find the link on my Instagram. If one third, if you listening, purchase a chili, please, we could get this done in a matter of days. Now, again, if you are somebody that does not want a stuffed pink dinosaur, a black dinosaur with pink heart eyes, the most cutest dinosaur ever. If you're somebody that does not like cute things and you don't like supporting people, fine, don't. But listen, this is my plea, because next week we're going to have a day and, like, it's going to be almost too late. Please, I'm serious right now. Please consider purchasing a chili. I have reached to, at the very least, tens of thousands of people after algorithms come through. Please, please, please help me do this. There are still 200 that need to be sold. I know that more than 200 people are going to listen to this podcast just today alone. So I'm calling on you. I'm calling on you. not a theoretical you, not a metaphorical you, you listening, please. ChillosaurusRex.com. We can make this a reality, okay? We can do this. And there's incentive for you because I'm giving away a one-on-one session with me as a giveaway. So I'm going to do a drawing for every single purchase. So if you do multiple purchases, you get entered into the drawing multiple times to win a session with me. So you could win a session with me for $32.99, okay? Please help me get this goal going. By Friday, we could have all of these sold just from the people listening on this podcast, just from you listening here. So I'm imploring you. I'm kind of halfway begging you. I love you. Help me make this dream a reality. I got your back as well. Like, I know some, like, people sometimes they'll send me their ebooks. I'm buying them. I want to get it. I want to read it. I want to support you, okay? You don't have to support me in this. But if you have considered it, if you've thought about it, if chili kind of sparks your fancy a little bit, if you know someone in your life that might want it, please don't wait. Please don't hesitate. Please don't think that someone else is going to get it ordered. It's not like that. It's you. It's you. I mean that. So I appreciate you. Either way, no pressure. There's no pressure. Like, I don't want to force anyone into purchasing. I just know that, like, a lot of people have expressed interest. I know that chili is reaching a lot of people, and a lot of people are excited, and a lot of people want to support. And what I'm saying right now is that the window is closing, and we need to go from wanting to actually doing, because we don't really have much time, and we've got to get the 300 orders in order for them to actually be made. They won't be made if we don't get 300, okay? So that is the end of my beggary. I'm off my knees. I love you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for trusting yourself. Thank you for being on this planet with me in this time and listening, because you are a part of that dream. I say all the time, you're a part of my big, beautiful dream, but I really mean it. And you know my dream now. My dream is to have everyone in the world not just practicing, not just believing, but like on 100, on 1,000, spreading joy throughout the world because it feels good. Because it feels good for you, it feels good for the planet, because it makes us happy to be alive. It makes us happy to be a human at this time. We need that right now. We need the camaraderie. We need the self-love. We need the love thy neighbor all over the world, every country, every person, everybody needs love right now. Everybody needs this knowledge right now. Everybody needs to understand their personal power. And everybody needs to focus on loving themselves and not turning their anger and their fear and their frustration outward. This is how we change the planet, okay? So share this episode with someone that you love. Send them to ChillosaurusRex.com. Send yourself to ChillosaurusRex.com. And while you're at it, head to 360method.co if you want to join me and your fellow manifestors for the most inspiring round of 360 so far, guaranteed. I love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review and reach out to me on Instagram if you want to say hi. I got the Roxy Talks account back, so I'm there. I love you. I appreciate you. If you want to check out my 30 Days of Alignment free download, it's at my website, roxytalks.com. It's what started me on this entire journey. And it actually was the precursor to 360 Method. It's like what morphed into and became 360 Method. It all started with that first 30 days. So I love you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for trusting in yourself. Thank you for trusting me. We're all raising our vibrations together. You have the power. I believe in you. I'll see you next week.